is moving right along here from Firelands. It's Coach Josh Walbaum. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this afternoon. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, Coach. How are you? So we've been talking about the Lorain County League, and I want to start there because obviously you guys had a great finish in that tournament. And how excited are you to kind of get back and defend your title this year?
Yeah, that was definitely a big highlight of the year last year, the way the team came together. I think we had five conference champions or something like that. But, yeah, we're ready to get back at it for sure. I mean, we've been practicing since, you know, we were allowed to start practicing, and unfortunately we had a cancellation this coming weekend with a tournament. But, yeah, we're all anxious, definitely ready to compete.
You got some great guys in the lineup ready to lead the way. Obviously, Ruben Pina Lorenzana had just a really breakout freshman year. I was super impressed with watching him. He was a district placer last year as a freshman, which is just amazing. And then a couple of district qualifiers in Mason Stanley and Ethan Tester. And obviously, I'm sure there's some good buzz around the incoming freshman, Caden King, who was a state runner-up in the OAC tournament, the middle school tournament. So it seems like you got some guys ready to kind of really lead the way here.
Yeah, our numbers are down this year, but what I've found to be kind of impressive about this particular group is that every single person that goes in every night is given like 110%, and that really goes a long way from like top to bottom. So they're all kind of pushing each other. As you mentioned, we definitely have some guys that are returning that got the districts and obviously are going to try to take it to the next level right now. But honestly, like the whole team, there's not one single individual that's like standing out more than the other. They're all equally putting in the effort to try to do big things this year.
We've obviously talked about the guys that were district qualifiers, stuff like that. But there was some guys that were, state district alternates, sectional placers, things like that, had some really good seasons. Is there anybody that you really kind of feel that's going to make a step up, and who are just some of the guys that people should be kind of keeping an eye on this year that really could maybe make a big jump?
So I mean, you mentioned the ones obviously from last year, but then we have a sophomore, Connor Rogers, who he got a concussion last year at sectionals, honestly. So that's, to my opinion, that is the reason he didn't qualify, because we had to pull him out of the tournament. Him and Mason are in the same weight class right now, so we got to wait some time for them to separate one way or the other. Sam Soloway, a senior for us, he could not wrestle at sectionals last year due to another commitment. I have a firm belief he would have qualified for districts. And then Gavin Farndell, he's a 220 for us. He's only a second-year wrestler, but I've been really impressed with him this year. He's come a long way. And if he keeps progressing the way that he does, he has a pretty good shot at getting out of sectionals this year as well. But and then, of course, Ruben, you mentioned, and Mason, and then Ethan and Caden King as a freshman. He's going to do big things this year too, for sure.
Well, obviously, one of the last wrestling stories I got to write last year, and probably one of the best wrestling stories I've gotten to write in my career, was about Peyton Bergdorf. Undisputably, the program's most accomplished wrestler at Firelands, and obviously, your entire time there, he's been in the lineup. Just an awful, disappointing finish to his high school career as far as coronavirus kind of taking away that last shot down in Columbus. But he's left a kind of an imprint on this program, and I'm sure he's going to, even though he's not there physically, Peyton's presence is going to be felt for several years to come.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've talked about that at our banquet last year. He's definitely set a high bar. And we've got some competitive guys like in the room that, kind of want to break his records or, try to top what he's done. which is obviously a high bar to set. But, yeah, for sure. I mean, he put the program on the map, you know, by getting down there four times. And I'm quite confident he would have placed fourth time, if not winning. So it definitely was nice to come in and have a kid like that in the room where people could look at and they say, okay, well, if we work this hard, this is kind of where we can end up. If we have the right mindset, we do the right things, you know, et cetera. So he definitely was a big part of what we did for the last 3 years.
Well, Coach Wahlbaum, we certainly appreciate your time this evening. Sounds like this season should be another good one for the Firelands Falcons wrestling team, albeit a quite, you know, different one with coronavirus and everything lurking in the background. But thank you again for the insight into your program this year. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.